of me as I was aware of it. Once we got Sindawe loaded, I continued walking beside Master Santoraxita. The librarian was every bit as excited as he claimed. Everything was a wonder to him, except the weather.
"Is it always this cold here, Doraby?"
"It's not even winter yet." He knew about snow only by repute. Ice, he knew, is something that fell from the sky during the ferocious storms of the rainy season. "It could get a lot colder. I don't know. Swan says he don't recall it being this chilly the last time he was up here. But that was at a different time of the year, and the circumstances of the incursion were different. I was willing to bet that seldom in its history had the plain ever experienced the crying of a colicky baby or the barking of a dog. One of the children had sneaked the dog along, and now it was too late to change anyone's mind.
"How long will we be up here?"
"Ah, the question nobody's had the nerve to ask. You're more familiar with the early annals than I am anymore. You've had months and months to study them, while I haven't had time to keep my own up to date. What did they tell you about the plane?"
"Nothing."
"Not who built it? Not why?" "By implication, Kina is involved somehow. So are the free companies of Katavar, and the golem demon Shvetya. At least we think the thing in the fortress up ahead is the demon who's supposed to stand guard over Kina's resting place. Not very effectively, apparently, because the ancient king Rajernak drove the deceivers of his time into the same caverns where Soulcatcher trapped the captured. And we know that the books of the dead are down there somewhere. We know that Uncle Doge says, without offering any convincing evidence, the Nuang Bo are the descendants of another free company, but we also know that Uncle and Mother Goda sometimes mention things that aren't part of the usual lore."
"Doraby?"
Santoraxita, I found, wore that expression he always put on when I surprised him. I grinned, told him, "I rehearse all this every day, 20 times a day. I just don't usually do it out loud. I believe I was hoping you would add something to the mix. Is there anything? By direct experience, we know that it takes 3 days to get to the fortress. I assume that stronghold is located at the heart of the plain. We know there's a network of protected roads and circles where those roads intersect. Where roads exist, there must be some place to go. To me, that says there must be at least one more shadow gate somewhere." I looked up. "You think?"
"You bet our survival on the possibility that there's another way off the plane?"
"Yep. We didn't have anywhere left to run back there." There was that look again. Suvrin, plodding along and listening in silence, had that look too. I said, "Although I've been surrounded by Goonie all my life, I'm still unfamiliar with the more obscure legendary. And I know even less about that of the older, less well-known, non-proselytizing cults. What do you know about the land of unknown shadows? It seems to be tied in with aphorisms like all evil dies there in endless death, and calling the heaven and the earth and the day and the night."
"The last one is easy, Doraby. That's an invocation of the Supreme Being. You might also hear it as the formula, calling the earth and the wind and the sea and the sky.